The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
An old couple, having been married for almost 60 years, died. They had been in good health mainly due to the wife's interest in health, food, and exercise. When they reached the pearly gates, Saint Peter took them to their mansion with a lavish dinner. "How much does it cost?" asked the old man. "Don't you understand?" Peter replied. "This is heaven. It's all free." On the following day, the old couple went to the heaven's extensive golf grounds and saw the lavish buffet lunch. "Well, where are the low-fat and low-cholesterol tables?" the old man asked timidly. Peter replied, "That is the best part. You can eat as much you like, whatever you like, and you never get fat and you never get sick. This is heaven." The old man looked at his wife angrily and said, "This is all your fault. If it weren't for your bran muffins and sugar-free diet, we could have been here 10 years ago." In today's gospel, Jesus tells us to eat the right kind of food, the bread of life that makes one live forever. The problem with many of us is that we are eating the wrong kind of food. Food that is not good for our bodies, and food that is not good for our souls. Jesus says he himself is the living bread from heaven, and whoever eats this bread will live forever. And therefore, we are called to be Eucharist to others. Eucharist is for the persons who are connected, who have love, care, and concern, those who have kind hearts for others, and not for those who believe, "I have nothing to do with you. You mind your own business." Please look at the altar here. The altar is the center of attention inside a Catholic church. Most other Christian churches have no altars. They are just large halls which are used for prayer meetings and sermons. And that is why we Catholics must remember that the main reason why we come to Mass on Sunday is not only to attend the Mass, but to celebrate a Mass with Jesus. We go to Mass not only because we want to hear the Word of God and the sermon of the priest, but also that we want to go to communion and receive Jesus in his body and blood. Once, when Francis Assisi was out preaching and singing the Word of God, his friars all gathered together in the monastery. It was in the evening and they were about to have their dinner. Suddenly, the friars noticed a thief who was very hungry entered the house to steal the food. They all ran around, caught hold of him, beat him very badly. Finally, somehow the thief managed to escape. As Francis returned home, his friars explained to him what happened, how they beat the thief. Francis was so sad. He asked the friars, "How could you beat the brother thief? Go out, find him, bring him home. He may be still hungry." All the friars went out crying aloud, "Brother thief, brother thief, where are you?" Finally, they found him, brought him to monastery, together with Francis and friars, ate the dinner that was set for him. He came inside as a thief, but he went out as a transformed person, being aware that a meal shared in love can make him even a brother thief. And this is also the power of the sacrament of Eucharist. Sacrament of Eucharist invites to a life of resurrection. Every Eucharistic celebration is an extension of the body and blood of Christ. "This is my body. This is my blood. Take, eat, and drink, and have eternal life." Before I conclude, there were two friends, John and James. John played tennis every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., while James was in the church attending Sunday Mass. Every Sunday, John used to invite James, "Come on, man, let us play tennis." James always refused it. One day, John asked James, "Friend, I always invite you to play tennis. How come you have not invited me even once to your church to attend the Mass?" Sisters and brothers, as disciples of Jesus, and above all as Christians, as Catholics, this is our mission: to attract people to Christ, to the Eucharistic celebration. This is our mission: to invite more and more friends to our Eucharistic celebration, and thereby we become true followers, true disciples of Jesus. May God bless us all. Amen.